Playhouse in the morning, Y94, in the middle of a totally random question, which is, do you do anything weird in your sleep, like sleepwalking or something else? Are either of you like sleep doers? Do you do anything goofy in your sleep?
I don't know if it's the way I sleep, my position, I would say. I put my arms above my head.
Sure, well, like it's this. Really just for us. So you kind of have your arms crossed over your head?
But just like,
why?
Not behind my head, on top of my head. And then I wake up and my arms are asleep.
Do your armpits ever hurt?
No, but sometimes I also do sleep like this with my hands inside my armpits, like Mary Catherine Gallagher, superstar.
You then sniff afterwards?
No, I don't sniff them.
You sleep with your hands tucked into your pits.
I don't know. It's like a comfort thing.
Weird. That is
like
weird.
Chicken.
Are you a sleep doer of anything?
I'll talk in my sleep. I do that a lot, but not about anything that ever makes sense. But I can carry on like a full, not realistic conversation.
If I'm asleep, I'm asleep. I am out. But my wife is a sleep conversationalist as well. And so I can't tell you how many times she'll like shoot up in the middle of the night and start talking about something and scares the bejesus out of me because all of a sudden she's sitting up and talking. I'm like, ah, because whether I'm asleep or kind of awake, it's terrifying every time. But it's gibberish. It's nothing that ever makes sense. Like the one that I will forever remember because she looked me dead in the eye after waking me up and she said, that bra's not going to look right on you, and fell back down and went to sleep.
That is scary.
And like, I don't know what she was dreaming. I mean, obviously it was not, I don't think it was me that she was talking to. It's probably not accurate. I'm sure it wouldn't have looked right on me, but it scared the crap out of me.
Are sleep talkers like sleepwalkers where you're not supposed to wake them up?
I don't know. I can't say I've ever been like woken up. My husband will try and like talk to me while I'm doing it, and then I'll just eventually go back to sleep. But that's it.
Do you remember the conversation then?
No, never. He'll just tell me what it was about, which is always just like random things that don't make sense.
It's creepy, man. It is. It's a creepy thing. Do you do something kind of strange in your sleep? 2-3-7. It's text 35-270. You can also tweet, snap, at Y94Playhouse. Do you do something kind of odd in your sleep at all?
I tend to open my windows in my sleep, which is fine in the summer, but it chills the room pretty quick when I do that in the middle of winter.
Yeah, I mean, you do that in like February. You got yourself a bit of a problem. We've seen some texts. It's stuff I do in my sleep.
Somebody else saying my wife sleep talks. Somebody else saying I get like this weird ticklish feeling when I sleep, like chills almost, where I start to like shake and converse my foot a little bit, and it always wakes my significant other up. I feel bad about it, but it's just like a weird thing. I could be toasty warm and still get these shivers. Someone said my husband pets my face in his sleep.
Well, that's creepy.
It's caring.
I also think I would be like, oh, that's okay. Everyone likes to get pet.
I don't know, petting your face in the age of corona.
True.
It is frowned upon. What is a weird thing you do in your sleep? 2-3-7, it's text 35-270 for the Y94 Playhouse. 6:20 in the morning, an hour away from Pick Your Purse as we play Rihanna. Talking about the weird thing you do in your sleep, whether it's sleeping or sleepwalking or otherwise. Y94 Playhouse, what do you do in your sleep?
I don't personally. I sleep really well, but my husband talks, like, all kinds of weird stuff. Really weird experience. He tapped me on the shoulder one night and leaned up and said, now who told you to paint your lawnmower that color? And just went back to sleep. And I started laughing. I was like, what? And I could not get a response. Totally back to sleep. But just random weird stuff like that.
And it's almost more disturbing when it is something so weird. You're like, I don't even know what you could possibly be dreaming about.
Right. Like, what are you thinking about a lawnmower and tapping me on the shoulder? And like, what? What? And he had no recollection of doing it the next day.
Of course. Them sleep talkers never do. Sleepwalking, sleep talking, something else. Maybe what are we seeing people doing in their sleep?
Somebody said, this has been going on for years since I was a little boy, but I have really bad night terrors. I'll wake up in the middle of the night screaming. Happens probably anywhere from 1 to 2 times a week. My now girlfriend knows that it happens and is understanding, but it does still freak her out sometimes. Somebody said, I bury myself like a burrito, wrap myself in all of the blankets, thrash around, and push whoever I'm sleeping with out of the bed, roll out of bed, and I make a big disaster. No one likes sleeping with me because I wake up in the morning shivering because I take all of the blankets.
If you do something weird in your sleep, And you know you do something weird in your sleep. It's been pointed out to you. Because a lot of times it's something that maybe started when you were a kid and your parents identified in you and then you learn that you do this from them. When you start seeing somebody, like romantically, and you have those first couple of nights where maybe you sleep in the same place, do you warn them?
You have to. If you have night terrors like that guy where he's screaming,
like you have to
tell
somebody.
Wake up probably crying like, is there a burglar in here?
But would you date that person? If, like, you guys are all cuddled up in blankets or whatever, and they turn to you on the pillow, and they're like, hey, I should probably tell you something. And you're thinking it's going to be something probably sweet and romantic. I get night terrors. So if it happens, don't freak out. I wouldn't sleep. I would lay there all night long, kind of like half awake watching them, just mortified that they're going to start screaming.
I remember, like, because my brother had them so bad when he was little. And I think it is common in little boys where they just randomly get these night terrors. But he would get it, and it would be like blood-curdling screams, crying, yelling. He'd be, like, sometimes hitting and wouldn't be able to be calmed down. So I imagine that as like a grown man would be so difficult to handle. But also, I'm surprised that like as a grown man, you would still get those night terrors. If you've had them for so long, you might see like a sleep therapist or something to get rid of them.
Yeah, is there medicine to take? Because I don't know if I could date someone who did that. I wouldn't be able to sleep if you kept getting woken up by your partner screaming.
Scared and mortified.
I'd be like, go sleep in a different room. Sleep on the couch, man.
This is when my brother was, I think he was maybe 4 or 5. My mom woke up in the morning and he had our fish in bed with him. Like
out of
all
water.
The fish, he took them out of the fish tank and they were like just in bed with him.
Oh, good. He's going to wake up with a bunch of dead fish in the morning.
Think of how bad that mattress would smell.
Uh-huh.
It was, and how upset we were. All of our fish were dead.
Yeah, that too.
Well, yeah, he's rolling around in fish all night. I mean, it's going to be stinky. Hopefully none of them like pop and burst and you get like fish guts all over the place. What do you do in your sleep? Hi.
Okay, so I woke up the other day in completely different clothes that I went to bed in. I went to bed in PJs like a normal person. But when I woke up, I was in an outfit I would usually wear to work. So I don't know. I think I must have slept, walked, and gotten ready for work. Partially, and then fell back to sleep.
That would be so confusing too, to wake up and kind of look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I don't think I went to bed wearing like the suit or whatever the case might be.
Especially work clothes.
Like, what in the world did I do last night? You'd be super confused for a second. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a little bit nervous about it because I think if we'd actually been held to this, I'm not sure any of us would be here. But I stumbled across an old DJ test, and the theory is that when like a radio DJ was interviewing for a job and they sat down with like the program director of this radio station or whatever radio station, they would hand them this and they'd say, okay, read this in 20 seconds and read it flawlessly or close to flawlessly. And this is going to help me assess your skills. And I looked at it this morning. I was like, God, if somebody had actually handed this to me, or I don't think any of us be sitting here, but maybe I'm underselling us. So I glanced at it this morning, but I made a point of not reading it out loud so I didn't have an unfair advantage. And you two haven't even seen it yet.
No.
So we're going to give it a try and see if this wonderful Morning Playhouse team is capable of passing like a 1980s radio DJ test.
Do you feel confident? Is this a test for our job?
No. I mean, if the boss is listening, I have no promises. But we'll give it a go. And maybe what we do, I think we should post it too. And so then other people could sit and read it and see if they would have had to take what it takes to be a radio DJ in like the 1980s.
Yeah.
Feel good?
Yeah, feel good.
You want to like loosen your tongues or anything for 3-4 minutes?
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Oh, that's going to go well. Yeah, I feel good about this already.
Mic check, 1, 2. Here we go. Bring it all.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.